Welcome back to Teaching Smarter, the podcast for educators who want to build not just smarter, more reflective students, but wiser thinkers. I'm Iris, your host, and today's episode is about something that happens in almost every classroom: disagreement. Maybe students argue over the meaning of a text, debate ethics, or clash during a group project. When that happens, emotions can run high, and people tend to jump to conclusions fast. The problem isn't disagreement itself, that's part of learning. The real problem is when students, and let's be honest, adults too, confuse their assumptions with reality. That's where the ladder of inference comes in. It's a simple but powerful tool that helps students slow down, reflect on how they process information, and recognize their own thinking patterns. How could you implement this in your classroom? Start by drawing the ladder of inference on the board, or use a digital whiteboard. It only takes about 2 minutes. Here's how the ladder works step by step. At the bottom, we have reality and facts, everything that could be observed. Next comes selected data. Because we don't take in everything, we notice certain details and ignore others. Then comes interpretation. We start giving meaning to what we noticed. Next are assumptions. We add guesses or beliefs based on past experiences. Then we reach conclusions. We decide what it all means. From there, we form beliefs, stories we tell ourselves about how the world works, and finally, actions. We respond based on those beliefs. This ladder shows how quickly we can climb from one tiny observation to a full-blown belief and take action on something that might not even be true. Let's make this more concrete with an example you can use in class. Imagine you're teaching and you hear someone sigh. You think, they must be bored with my lesson. But wait, are you sure? Maybe they're just tired or stressed about something else. That sigh is just data. The rest is what you added to it. Now, let's walk down that ladder step by step. Reality is that someone sighed. The selected data in this case is that you noticed the sigh but ignored other clues, like their posture or participation. Your interpretation, then, is that you thought it meant boredom. The assumption that follows is that you assumed it was about you. The following conclusion for you is that you decided you were losing their interest. The belief that forms is that you told yourself, "My lessons aren't engaging." The resulting action you might take is to cut the lesson short, even though it wasn't necessary. By stepping back, you see how easily we turn neutral facts into emotional reactions. Now, let's take this into a STEM classroom example. Imagine a team of students working on a coding project. They've built a program together, and one student suggests changing the algorithm. Immediately, another student thinks, "They don't trust my code." But when they walk through the ladder of inference, things start to look different. On the reality level, a teammate suggested changing the algorithm. The selected data taken could be that particularly this suggestion stood out, while other positive feedback didn't. The interpretation, then, could be that it felt like criticism, with the following assumption that they must not trust my work. A possible conclusion, then, could be that I need to defend my idea, prompting the belief that I'm not respected in this group. The resulting action, then, could be that the student becomes defensive and teamwork breaks down. Now pause. What if they added an alternate explanation? Maybe they found a performance issue, or maybe they're trying to optimize it, not criticize it. Suddenly, the emotional charge drops. The group moves from conflict to collaboration. That's the power of walking back down the ladder. It turns tension into understanding and reaction into reflection. Once students grasp this, let them practice it. Have them pair up and think of a recent argument, disagreement, or moment of frustration. Give them about 10 minutes to use the ladder to unpack what happened. Ask questions like, "What did you actually observe? What assumptions did you make? Were there other possible interpretations?" Remind them that this isn't about blame. It's about learning to pause, check the facts, and ask clarifying questions before reacting. The ladder of inference helps students develop a powerful awareness habit. When they learn to recognize their leaps in logic, they become more open-minded, fair, and better at resolving conflict, not just in school, but in life. So the next time your classroom conversation gets heated, don't just mediate. Teach the ladder. It's one of the simplest ways to turn a disagreement into a learning opportunity. Thanks for tuning in to Teaching Smarter. For a printable ladder of inference graphic and a step-by-step classroom guide, check out our Reflection Nuggets toolbox. Until next time, keep teaching, keep questioning, and keep reflecting.